93 KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix here. Monday morning, and we are learning to live with COVID. That's what we've been hearing for the last couple of weeks. To talk more about that, joining us by phone, we want to welcome the Department of Health. We have Dr. Losana and Ipu Eliapo Unutoa, who is joining us here on behalf of DOH. Ipu and Dr. Losana, want to welcome you to the program. Thanks for joining us by phone and talking with us today.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking time to have us on your program this morning.
Right. So we wanted to welcome Dr. Losana, who's going to be our key speaker today. Good morning, Dr. Losana.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for coming on the program. We look forward to talking to you here over the next couple minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So I guess we should talk about the importance of being fully vaccinated. And that means, according to the CDC, you've got not one, but your two shots. And then also we've been hearing that a very important thing that we should follow is not just getting vaccinated, but getting boosted too. So I wanted to turn the floor over to you, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about just going beyond being fully vaccinated, but being boosted as well, and why that's important.
Getting a booster, it's been found that when people have that extra shot, you have that extra protection. Yeah, it doesn't stop you from getting it, but it helps prevent you from getting the severe disease and even death. And that has been proven globally. Yeah. So that's basically why we want everybody to get boosted, because it has that extra protection. We found when people are boosted, the symptoms are less severe. They just have mild symptoms, and they recover pretty quickly too.
Excellent. So that's encouraging to know. And speaking of recovering quickly, we're looking at those numbers that are coming up from the situational reports that are issued to us, depending sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evenings. But while it seems like we've got a ton of cases now, I mean, we're into the thousands, about 1,500, probably going to hit 2,000 by the end of the week, the way the graph seems to be going. But what's really encouraging about that is that, first of all, we have no deaths, and then the hospitalization numbers are relatively low, too.
Yeah. That's because the coverage, vaccination coverage on the island is pretty good. It's almost 90. So protection is pretty good for the island. And like I said, we've seen that with people being fully vaccinated with the extra booster, it gives a lot of protection, and the severity of the disease is very mild. It's mild. So what we have been doing is monitoring, calling. We've been trying to call everybody that's been tested positive, and we haven't found anyone that needed to be that we could classify as severe disease. Maybe we have a couple with moderate, but not too bad. So we haven't had anyone that we really needed to rush to LBJ to be admitted or have had to be taken to ICU. So that's been pretty good.
Right. And even the people, you know, we've been sort of following this along with what Dr. Lindua over at LBJ, your partner there, has said. And like, okay, well, you get some admissions, but it looks like the majority of the admissions, they're doing okay, and then they get the treatments at LBJ, and then have seemingly been able to go home.
Yeah, that's true. And I believe the ones that we have hospitalized are the ones that we're just trying to, you know, we're to the side of caution. We're just admitting them for caution. But not so we wouldn't really need to have too close monitoring, you know. It's just those we believe have a higher risk. Yeah, not so much as severe disease.
I see.
So we're thankful for that. We've been lucky. We've been very lucky. But it's not just about luck. It's because of the past 2 years that everybody's been trying to get the Department of Health has been trying everyone to get vaccinated and get boosted. And we've learned from the other countries around us, the other territories. So we've learned from everybody's experience, and we've taken that on board, and we've been using that. So we've been lucky.
Can I ask you a quick question here, just to go off script a little bit? But I know that accent sounds like you are from Fiji. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm from Fiji.
Okay, good. Well, I wanted to mention Fiji because they've been dealing with the virus as well, and it looks like that their success rate was not quite as good as ours. And they had, I believe that Fiji even had some deaths. What makes Fiji different than American Samoa in terms of these results that we're seeing? Like American Samoa, you know, Lord willing, we have not had any deaths, and we don't have any, or we have minimal deaths. Yet Fiji, a little bit more of an unsuccessful story there. What's the difference between the two nations?
I believe for simply two things. One, when we had COVID in Fiji, our vaccination coverage was poor. It was around 50%. And the other thing is we did not have the therapeutics or the treatment for COVID. So those are the two important things that Fiji were unfortunate to have, that we didn't have. But then we're lucky that American Samoa has that protection. Like I said, almost 90% are fully vaccinated, even though the booster coverage was not that high as the fully vaccinated coverage, but still at least we had almost 90% fully vaccinated, and we have the luxury of the therapeutics or the treatment for COVID. Those are the two main important differences between Fiji and American Samoa.
I see. Just access to the vaccine, having that 82% vax rate, and then those treatments that you said. So the treatments that you mentioned, that's what a DOH has. Like, say they get that positive test, and then when you stay in touch with them, these are just basically prescription drugs that you give them to take to combat the illness?
So this is why we encourage everyone to come to our testing sites to get tested, because as soon as someone is tested positive, they are assessed by the physicians on site and they are treated on site straight away. So that's why we encourage everyone who has symptoms or who believe they've been exposed to someone who's positive or who's tested a positive on their home test kit at home to come to the testing site so they can get access to these treatments.
Okay, and you mentioned those testing sites. Testing sites are open right now. It's a little after 8 o'clock, so you've got Leone, Amauli, and Tafuna Health Center to get tested at. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
So you mentioned getting tested. All right, say I went to a store this weekend, and I don't know who in there has COVID and who doesn't and who got over COVID, but I'm feeling fine today, but I was in maybe a hotbed of activity, a place where they really weren't socially distancing, and there was just a number of people, you know, it increases my chance. But I don't feel sick at all. Should I still get tested even though I don't have any symptoms, but I might have been exposed to somebody who does have COVID?
If you're feeling fine, we advise that you wait for at least 2 to 3 days, because it takes that long for the virus to build up in your body if you have actually gotten it. So it takes a while. Once you, after 2 to 3 days, maybe 3 days best, then you still feel like you want to get tested, you can come in and get tested. But not straight away, not on the same day, because it'll still be negative.
I see. So you kind of needs to percolate in your system for two to 3 days before it actually will show up on a test, huh?
Yeah, that's true. That's correct.
As we're getting ready to get tested and say somebody in our household does get a positive test, and you know that the House is here, especially with school not being in session, there's like, there's a ton of people that are sitting in the same House right now. what happens, what should we do, say if, you know, mom went out and went shopping over the weekend and not feeling good, went out today, got the positive test, and there's seven other people in the House that are with mom who has that positive test. What should other members of the household do in case we do have a member here that does have a positive test?
Okay. So, you know, what's important is you identify those who are high risk, especially the elders and the ones who haven't been vaccinated, and anyone else who's having symptoms. If you do have any of those at home, you bring them to the testing site. You ask them to come to the testing site and get them tested, so that especially the elderly population, those are the ones we should be careful about, and we should encourage all families to bring them in and get them tested if they feel that, or if, yeah, there's somebody positive in the house. And if there's just one or two people positive, you know, they should prepare a separate room and have separate utensils, beddings, and other items, yeah? And have enough supplies for 2 weeks, which includes food, toiletries, cleaning supplies. And you could also, I know everybody's got relatives here on island or friends, and you could ask them to get them on board and help them to get the food and other essentials for you. They don't have to come in, enter your house. They just need to bring whatever you need and just place them outside, and you pick it up from there.
I see. So maybe cordon off a room specifically for that
positive
family member, huh?
Yeah. And if you identify others who become symptomatic later on, bring them in to get tested, and so that they can also get treatment if needed.
Now, you were talking about the treatments that have a pretty good success rate, if we're going by the numbers here. What can you tell us about those? Like, how are those made available to people who do get that positive coronavirus test? How do you assess, okay, this person needs this, or maybe they don't need that?
So we have different criteria for different for the different medicines that we have, depending on the, like, if they have other illnesses or other medical conditions. So all this is taken into consideration, including the symptoms. If they're having symptoms, we'll have to find a suitable medicine for them, and we treat them as such.
This is Dr. Lozano, who's talking with us here on behalf of the Department of Health. We're just talking about living with COVID, the importance of getting fully vaccinated, not just vaccinated, but getting that booster shot that DOH has made readily available between the drive-in clinics on the weekend and their different sites across the territory. Also talking about the preparations for when somebody in our house tests positive for COVID, what should we do then? When we should get a test, and why we should get tests, and then the treatments that are available for those who test positive. So, Dr. Lozano, I wanted to ask you, too, if you knew anything about an additional vaccine. I heard that the Pfizer CEO was saying that they might have to do a fourth vaccine. Does DOH know anything about that might be coming down the pike?
Not yet, John.
Okay. All right. And as far as the variant of the coronavirus, do we know which one it is that we're dealing with right now? There's a number of them. I know there was Delta that was early on. The Omicron, if I'm saying that correct, that seems to be the one that is really, really viral, but the symptoms aren't as bad. Do we know here in American Samoa which of those variants that we're dealing with?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the outbreak, we sent a few samples for sequencing, and Dr. Isili has confirmed that it's Omicron.
Okay, so we have not had any Delta variants on island yet. This is exclusively Omicron, or just the samples that you sent as Omicron?
the outbreak right now, all the samples that we had sent, it's all Omicron. I believe earlier we had Delta, but now it's just Omicron. Those were just for the flights that were coming in initially. But for this one here, the community outbreak, it's Omicron.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, we didn't know that. And I know, you know, you're watching the news and there's all these different ones and even new ones that are coming out. So appreciate you letting us know at least what we're dealing with here specifically as you've done those tests on that. Dr. Lasana, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us today before we wrapped up our discussion?
No, I'm just encouraging everyone who feel they have symptoms or who are exposed and they know they're high risk for the reasons I had said earlier, especially our elderly and those who have a lot of medical conditions, to please come in and get tested at our sites, Amauli, Leone, and Tafuna, so that we can have access to they can have access to treatment, and we can ensure that we try to keep that the number of deaths to nil.
Right.
And also, we are calling. I'm also encouraging those who have tested positive to please answer our calls when we call, because we're just trying to make sure that you're good. And you don't need anything any more help from us. So we try to monitor everybody for the 14 days until the last day. Then we call them and find out if they're all if they don't have any symptoms, they're well, and then we're able to clear them. So please, if we're calling, please answer our calls.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Dr. Lozada, one other thing here. Yeah, please answer DOH when they call, please. When you say symptoms, can you get specific on that? Like, what is a symptom that one would get where they say, all right, I'm feeling this, I maybe should go get tested? Specifically, what are some of those symptoms?
Fever, cough, a runny nose. Some they are not able to smell or taste anything. Body pain. You know, these are flu-like symptoms.
I see. So if you feel like you're coming down with something like the flu,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
when you should make that trip into one of those clinics.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can, again, as Dr. Lozada, you mentioned, those clinics are open right now. It's a little after 8. You can do it at Leone, Tafuna, and Amauli. And, doctor, thank you so much for coming on the program with us. This is a great discussion, and hopefully our listeners are a little better informed after your share today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 93KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix. Samoa and Sunrise, we are going to check in with John Tesh's News and Intelligence for Your Life Minute, and we'll also have Paul Crowley's weather forecast. That's all straight ahead on the Samoa and Sunrise.